A coroner's inquest into the death of an Iranian asylum seeker has begun in Brisbane, more than 2 years after he died from a treatable bacterial infection contracted on Manus Island. Hamid Kazai died after being evacuated from the Papua New Guinea Detention Centre to the capital, Port Moresby, and then to Brisbane. The coroner will investigate the level of medical care provided under the Australian-run offshore processing centre and how to prevent another death. Protests outside the coroner's court in Brisbane have marked the start of the inquest into the death of Hamid Kazai. The 24-year-old Iranian died in Brisbane after delays in being transferred to a hospital from the Australian-run Manus Island Detention Centre in Papua New Guinea. Refugee advocate Frederica Steen says a vigil outside the court is seeking justice for Mr. Kazai.
He is a victim of our cruel anti-asylum seeker policies, and his death is an unnecessary one. We want justice for his mother, father, family, and all those men who are still in detention on Manus Island.
Mr. Kazai died from a usually treatable bacterial infection 13 days after admitting himself. United States paramedic Rafael Cruz, who still works on Manus Island, was the first to give evidence commenting on Mr. Kazai's condition. He said, and I quote, "We were trying to get him out. He was not improving. He was actually deteriorating," end of quote. Coroner Terry Ryan will examine 8 key areas related to Mr. Kazai's death. They include adequacy of care, delays in transferring him to Port Moresby and eventually to Brisbane, and the Australian government's and private contractors' roles in the case. When Mr. Kazai arrived at Brisbane's Mater Hospital a week after being admitted on Manus Island in 2014, he was unconscious after suffering multiple heart attacks. He never regained consciousness and died 5 days later when his life support was turned off. The president of Doctors for Refugees, Barry Fatterford, says the individual case is a chance to highlight a bigger issue.
The whole coronial inquest provides an opportunity to shine a spotlight on the conditions in the offshore detention centres, on the health care given, particularly health care given to people who are critically ill.
Mr. Kazai's family are not present for the inquest, set down for 2 weeks, and then scheduled to resume in February.